Now, next patient is Wendy Schlitting. Wendy, W-E-N-D-Y. Schlitting is S-C-H, S as in Sam. S-C-H-L-I-C-H-T-I-N-G. S-C-H-L-I-C-H-T-I-N-G. T as in Thomas. Schlitting is L as in Lancy. Schlitting. Date of birth, 1-5-1960. Date of visit, 12-22-23. Please make a copy for Mary Reynolds. FNPC. Let's see. F as in Frank. FNP. F as in Frank, N as in Nancy, P as in Paul. Dash C. And then MSN, Mary Reynolds FNPC dash, I'm sorry, dash C and MSN. Next paragraph, dear Mary, thank you for sending Wendy Schlitting for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 64-year-old female who presents for history of pulmonary nodules. Next paragraph. The patient is a 64-year-old lady who has had multiple medical problems, including gastroparesis and a history of esophageal polyps and anxiety disorder. Has had episodes of shortness of breath, and was sent for a chest CT on 10/13/23. The chest CT showed right middle lobe tree in bed opacities, which were previously noted on an abdominal CT done in August of 23. There were bilateral pulmonary nodules measuring up to 5 millimeters. And there were no acute infiltrates observed. There were a few mucus plugs in the right upper lobe. Period. The patient denies significant cough, but has some shortness of breath and has anxiety attacks and has had reflux symptoms, but no nausea, vomiting. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of renal cell carcinoma. Status post nephrectomy on the left and a hysterectomy and a history for esophageal surgery and a polypectomy and myotomy. She has had lymphocytic dermatitis diagnosed by biopsy of one of her extremities. She also was diagnosed to have MGUS, and has peripheral neuropathy and history of gastroparesis. Next paragraph, habits. Oh, can you also mention the patient has chronic back pain and history for hyperlipidemia and gastroesophageal reflux. She has interstitial cystitis and endometriosis and depression. Previous history of shingles. Next, paragraph, allergies to Botox, sulfur, and IVP dye. Next. Family history. Mother had hypertension. Father had throat cancer. Next paragraph. Allergies to Zoloft, Vicodin. Oh, can you please change? I already mentioned the allergies. Please do not add. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient smoked half to one pack per day for 25 years and then quit. Does not drink alcohol. Next paragraph. System. Review of systems. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss. She has no double vision, no cataracts. She has dizzy attacks. No hoarseness. She has shortness of breath and occasional cough. She has nausea, reflux, and heartburn, and abdominal pains. She has no chest pains or arm pain or palpitations, no leg swelling. She has anxiety, and she has urinary frequency and no flank pain. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and stiffness. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And she does have skin rash. Next, med list included clonazepam 5 milligrams a day, mirtazapine 7.5 milligrams daily, Nexium 20 milligrams daily, and multivitamins. Next, physical exam. This averagely built middle-aged white female is alert, pale, no acute distress, no sign of zictus superficial edema. Blood pressure 150/80, pulse 106, respiration is 22, temperature 97.5, weight is 118, saturation 97. HUNDA, non-cephalic, pupils react unequal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation, nasal mucus injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Breath sounds diminished to the periphery with wheezes bilaterally. No crackles on either side. Heart sounds regular, S1 and S2, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness, reflexes. 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Bilateral lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. Probable old granulomatous disease. And next, number 2 is interstitial lung disease. Number 3, gastroparesis. Number 4 is anxiety disorder. And number 6 is MGUS. And number 7 is depression. Number 8 is mixed hyperlipidemia. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a CBC, complete metabolic profiles, PTPTT, SED rate, ANA, and a complete pulmonary function study. She will need a follow-up chest CT in 2 months. And she also was advised that a bronchoscopy might give us a clue as to her having any atypical mycobacterial infection and or malignancy. And this will be scheduled when her other results are available. Follow-up visit has been arranged in 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Mary Reynolds, R-E-Y-N-O-L-D-S, APRN, APRN. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza. Mary Reynolds. I'm sorry, Mary Reynolds is A-R-N-P. A-R-N-P. Mary Reynolds. Thank you, Dr. D'Souza.